Sniper opens fire on a D.C. neighborhood. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Neighbors report hearing as many as 100 shots ringing out Friday afternoon in the city's Van Ness neighborhood, just as a nearby school was letting out. Four people were wounded, a 12-year-old girl among them.
People were unnecessarily shot in our community as a result of a senseless act of violence.
Washington, D.C.'s Police Chief Robert Conti says the suspect was a 23-year-old man from Fairfax, Virginia. He had a long gun mounted to a tripod in a nearby apartment. Police found him dead when they burst in. The motive for the shootings is still unknown. A jury in Tulsa has convicted David Ware for the shooting death of a police officer during a traffic stop in June of 2020. Ware said he was in fear for his life after being tased. The jury next week will consider whether Ware deserves to be executed for the killing. Russia's objective in the next phase of its invasion of Ukraine is becoming clearer.
A Russian commander is now saying that Russia does want to take full control of eastern Ukraine, extending across the southern coast all the way to Moldova, essentially redrawing Russia's border from the Donbass in the east, creating a land bridge to Crimea and across southern Ukraine. It's also sparking fears Moldova could be the next to be invaded by Russia. Here is Ukrainian President Zelensky responding.
This only confirms what I have said many times. The Russian invasion of Ukraine was intended only as a beginning.
And in the southern port city of Mariupol, a new set of satellite images seems to suggest a second location of mass graves.
Fox's Matt Finn in western Ukraine. British military intelligence says Ukrainian counterattacks continue to hinder the progress of Russian forces. The Kremlin now admitting one sailor was killed, 27 others are missing in the sinking of one of its warships in the Black Sea. Pentagon says by a Ukrainian missile. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Several members of President Biden's own party calling on the White House to delay the repeal of Title 42.
Over a dozen Democrats, including many in tight Senate races this fall, urging the White House to keep Title 42 in place. A group of bipartisan senators have introduced a bill to delay lifting Title 42 for 60 days. The bipartisan House Problem Solvers Caucus offered its endorsement. DHS says the Trump-era public health measure has barred over 1.7 million migrants from entering the United States over the past 2 years since the height of the pandemic. The Biden administration plans to repeal Title 42 next month.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Capitol. A Texas National Guardsman is still missing and feared drowned in the Rio Grande River after he jumped in to save a woman migrant struggling in the current as she crossed the river. The woman made it out alive. The soldier never resurfaced. They'll resume the search for him at first light. A Fresno man who is part of a California child exploitation ring in which members filmed themselves sexually abusing more than 20 young children and posting the footage on the dark web has been sentenced to life in prison. John Richard Brinson Jr. Pleaded guilty in July to child exploitation and child pornography charges. A Louisiana woman has been charged with forcing her granddaughter to drink herself to death.
Police in Baton Rouge say 53-year-old Roxanne Record is facing a first-degree murder charge following the death of 4-year-old China Record, her granddaughter. Investigators say the woman forced the young girl to drink a bottle of whiskey while her 29-year-old daughter watched. Police were called early Thursday morning after reports of an unresponsive child. The girl was pronounced dead at the scene, and an autopsy revealed her blood alcohol content was 0.680, more than 8 times the driving limit for an adult. The mother is also charged with murder. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.